this is a powerful layer, a very powerful layer. And you're going to feel this in your body. And this is something that the majority of us don't like to admit that we feel ever, especially those of us that were raised as good little girls. And we were told to say thank you and be grateful and do the right thing and take care of everyone else and make sure everyone else is happy. And so we did that, right? Well, there's an emotion that comes along with that when we allow ourselves to sit on the back burner and accept certain things when we really don't want to. The fourth layer of the Indi is resentment. Resentment. Now, I want you to feel in your body what that word sounds like and how it makes you feel about yourself right now. What comes up for you? Is there denial that comes up for you? Is there, oh yeah, that's true, I felt that, or I feel that? Or is it, oh, I don't know, I'm not resentful, I'm happy about everything. Just be aware. What I mentioned earlier is so true in this layer. When we move through resistance, we create space. And in that space, we start to allow our feelings to surface. And the truth of those feelings are not always, quote unquote, right, pretty feelings. They're beautiful feelings, but they're not always pretty feelings. It's not easy for us to admit that we carry resentment. But if we're really going to step into our power as women, we need to understand the magnitude of this emotion and the effect it has on us and ultimately what ends up happening on everyone around us. Talk about that for a minute. Because many of the reasons why we don't allow ourselves to admit that we carry resentment is because we're trying to protect people. So we say yes when we mean no, when we say no when we mean yes, and we're trying to make sure everybody's happy. We put ourselves on the back burner, we don't take that job, we don't go out that night, we don't, whatever it may be, right? We put ourselves on hold. And we feel like initially we're doing it for the right reasons. We want to protect that relationship, preserve that relationship. But what ends up happening is it's a piece of you, your soul, your heart, that becomes resentful because you're doing something that you don't really want to do. And what I will share with you is that will destroy the relationship that you were trying to protect. So let me give you an example. And this really has to come from a place of honesty and transparency for yourself. So I'll give you actually a personal example, okay? When, this is for me, it's different for everybody. When I was, my boys were really young, maybe, I don't know how old they were. When I first started creating my lingerie, a lingerie piece, I decided that I wanted to go take a business course and that I wanted to construct a business plan, and it was something that I really wanted to do. And my boys, I think they were like, I want to say like 6 months old or 7 months old and 2.5 or 3, something around there. So fairly young, fairly young. And there was definitely a piece of me and my ego that said, what are you doing? You can't do this. You can't leave the boys with, you know, whoever they were staying with. Or Dave, if Dave was home, but you can't do this for yourself. Just wait. Just wait until the boys are grown and they're in school, and then you can do it. I could have made that decision. For me personally, okay, this is for me. For me personally, that would have caused resentment. In fact, I know that if I had not allowed myself to start to step into my truth when it started showing up for me, that's exactly what it would have done. So if I had said to myself, you know, I need to stay with them, I'm supposed to stay with them, and my heart really wasn't wanting to do that, I would have had resentment towards my boys. Now, that wouldn't have been their fault, that would have been my fault, I would have made that choice. But that's some of the times, some of the things we do as women when we're trying to protect and preserve instead of allowing ourselves to follow our truth. Resentment is an incredibly powerful emotion in any relationship. You can also have resentment towards yourself. So if you made a decision to follow through with something or not follow through with something, you can have anger and resentment towards yourself. This is what I want you to know. Any time we have that emotion of resentment and we step into that emotion of resentment and we stay there, we step into a victim role and we give our power away. Now, I'm going to get really clear on this for you. If you're starting to feel uncomfortable right now with what I'm saying, if there's some ugh coming up in your body, I want you to know it's a good thing and it's normal, because what we're talking about is really real. And this is the space that's created. These are the emotions that come up, and this is the realness that you need to allow your indie to express to you so you can start living in a way that is sensually authentic. When we come from a space of resentment, when we're feeling it, what we do is we blame other people, we resent other people for our own decisions. Okay? We could also resent ourselves for our own decisions, like I mentioned earlier. We step into a space of powerlessness when we maintain this emotion. This emotion is such a poisonous seed. I have actually, a couple people just came up when I was thinking that. Think about somebody that you know that exists in this space. They may be really bitter, very angry. They always have an excuse for why they didn't do something. Typically why they didn't do something, not so much as why they did do something, but usually why they didn't do something or why they're not doing something. And you can just feel the heaviness. And it comes with a little bit of, at least when I feel it, you can feel it for yourself, when I feel this energy from people, there comes with a little bit of sarcasm with it, a little bit of just sarcasm and that heaviness. So I want you to get really real with yourself right now and how you react when you are resentful. And I want you to be real and honest with yourself, because what we're going to do is take a look at how you can free this emotion extremely quickly. And we're going to actually have a lot of fun with this today. The first thing for you to be real with and to notice about yourself is how you react when you are coming from a space of resentment. And I'll share with you a story. So think about that for yourself. Some of us become silent. Some of us become curt, very sarcastic and curt. Some of us become very angry. So how do you act when you become resentful? One of my famous ones, when I was hibernating with this emotion instead of letting myself feel through this layer, I would become I was like the silent treatment queen, right? And I'll give you an example. I remember the boys were young, and I made a fabulous dinner. I cooked all day. I made a beautiful Italian meal, and my husband was supposed to be home. I don't remember what time he was supposed to be home, but he was supposed to be home for dinner, and he didn't make it. He didn't make it home. Now, I will be real. I didn't tell him that I was cooking this fabulous dinner. I just wanted him to, I expected him to be there. So he got home late. I was extremely resentful. I was angry. I was hurt. I felt bitter. I felt, taken advantage of. And when I look back, again, he didn't know I was making that big dinner. I never told him. And when he came home, I didn't tell him that I was feeling resentful either. I just gave the silent treatment. And I remember sitting there after dinner, and I also used to have these expectations that were silent. I call them silent expectations. So I was expecting someone to do something, but I just wanted them to read my mind, right? They didn't know that they were supposed to do it. So I had a silent expectation that since I had made this dinner, that my husband was supposed to clean up after the dinner. Well, it wasn't getting done, at least not the time frame that I wanted to. So the resentment began again. And I remember being in the kitchen slamming pots and pans, like just all on my high horse, so annoyed and so aggravated that my needs weren't being met. Aha. That's what I want you to hear. Anytime you come from a space of your needs not being met, and you are holding someone else responsible for those needs being met, you are going to create a gorgeous breeding ground for resentment. A gorgeous breeding ground for resentment. Whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with your kids, whether it's with your friends, if you are expecting someone else to take responsibility and please you, you are going to have a beautiful opportunity to feel resentment. And unless you're wanting to stay in this layer, I'm going to be teaching you how you can process through it. So this is what I want you to know. The feeling, when you feel resentment, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. You can just recognize that, wow, I'm giving away my power in this moment. I'm feeling resentful. Who am I giving my power away to? And how is it, in fact, that I can take it back? Because you don't want to get stuck in that endless cycle of resentment. So let's talk about this. We're going to talk about exactly how you take back your power and start to set healthy boundaries. And we're going to do this in a really fun way. We're going to play a game with this. So I want you to think about a situation where you feel resentful. And be real with yourself. Think about something that really bothers you. Sometimes it's easier for us to think of a person first that really gets on our nerves or gets under our skin. And then from there, you can allow yourself to think about a specific situation. So let's use, for me, I'm going to walk you through the process on my own, like my own example, I'll walk you through. And then I want to gift you the opportunity to do that with me on the phone, okay? I want you to walk through this. We're going to walk through this together. We're going to talk about the most important piece of this, and we're going to take it deeper. If some of you have been in the power of sensuality and you understand your sensual circle, we're going much deeper with this, okay? In order for you to process this layer of resentment, you need to understand and start setting a healthy boundary in your life. It's not typical boundary that you might think of. It's not an ultimatum. This is allowing you to step into the full power of who you are as a woman and make choices and decisions that are going to benefit you so that you can utilize your energy units in a way that's going to serve you and your gifts. So let's play this game. I do this actually very often, and I've helped my kids with this as well. So if this is something that you step into and allow yourself to master, you can absolutely share this with your children, and they are actually very, very good at this. So let's utilize the example that I just shared with you. Oh, I think I've actually maybe shared that other one. And let me share. Oh, let's go with it. Let's go with it. I'm going to be real in the moment. So the dishes, all right? That was a lot of resentment, and I did that more than once, where I would go into the silent space of, oh, I have to do everything. I have to do the dishes. I have to do this. I have to do that. If you hear yourself saying, I have to, be prepared to feel some resentment, because that's exactly where that emotion heads into, and where that statement specifically, I have to. So I have to do the dishes. So what I started to understand in my life was that I did not have to do anything. Now, before you put your, you know, get yourself in arms and say, but Tara, it's not true. I have to make my kids dinner. I have to wake my kids up for school. I have to do this for my clients. I have to do this for my husband. No, you don't. I'm going to stretch you, and I'm going to challenge you, because I want you to be empowered women. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. Every single thing that you're participating in is a choice. And the sooner you learn to fully receive that choice and step into an empowered space with that choice, the sooner you're going to allow yourself to move through resentment and receive the energy that's on the other side. So again, let's use the dishes example. I started to play a game with myself, and I will still do this. If I'm feeling resentful, I'll look at the situation and say, what part of me is feeling that I have to do this? And what else could I do instead? So, the dishes. If I didn't clean the dishes, if I didn't get up and do it in my hissy way of cleaning the dishes, what could I do instead? Because I really didn't have to do the dishes. So, I sat down and made myself a little list, and I want you to be doing this as well. Right now, I'm just going to explain it to you, and then you can follow along with me. I'll take you through the entire process. I sit down and do a minimum of 4 and sometimes 5 things that I could do instead. Now, these need to come off the top of your head. These need to be really fun, and these need to allow yourself to express energy. Because one of the things with the resentment layer is it becomes very, very stagnant. It becomes almost like concrete, like it starts and it's moving slowly, and then all of a sudden it's like it gets a hold of you, and at that point it's really hard to break the cycle. Even if your indie is saying, hello, you don't have to do this, get out of this energy, get out of this space, if you've let it progress all the way to the state of that concrete feeling, you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. When you get into that space of just like, right? So you want to have fun with this, because this will start to free that energy of resentment in a really fun, very light way, so that it doesn't become that hardened space that's so much more difficult to break through and to go through. So 5 things that you could do instead. So let's do this. For me, for the dishes, if I didn't get up and do the dishes right after dinner, what could I do instead? I could leave the dishes, right, until my husband felt like doing them himself. Right, that's an option. I could take all the dishes and put them in my husband's bed on his pillow, right? And I want you to have fun with this. Yes, these might not all be realistic, and you might not do any one of these. That's fine. I want you to just say whatever comes into your mind, because this is part of the fun part of freeing it. I could take all of those dishes and throw them one by one outside against a brick wall, right, and just let them stay there. I could throw out all of the glassware and dishes and only use paper plates for the rest of our lives. I could, what else could I do? Let's see. Let's one more what I could do with the dishes. I could put them in a closet somewhere and hide them. I could put them in the washing machine and let the washing machine wash them. I'm just thinking of fun things. I want you to have fun with this. I want you to release, and because the truth is you don't have to do anything. So as soon as I started to recognize for myself that I didn't have to do this, just, well, what's another option? I could do the dishes and choose to do the dishes and understand that I was choosing to do the dishes at that point in time because I wanted to, because maybe I like a clean kitchen and I wanted the dishes cleaned up right after dinner, and that would make me feel good. And if I did the dishes from that energy space, everything shifts. I might even be doing the same activity. I might even still just choose to do the dishes. However, if I'm choosing to do the dishes from a space of choosing and not from a space of resentment, there's a whole different space happening inside in my indie. I'm not losing unnecessary energy units by being upset at someone else for something that I feel I have to do, when in truth I have a choice. So, once you make this list, you have an opportunity to go through and choose which one feels best. Sometimes it's not going to be what you would have done in the past. So maybe for me it would have been, you know what, I'm done. I'm not doing, or, you know, I'm hiring a housekeeper and I'm not doing the dishes anymore, which is what we do now, right? I'm not doing them anymore. Maybe it's you talk to your husband or your spouse about the way you're feeling, and they didn't even know that you wanted them to do the dishes, and you talk about it, and you actually make it really fun, and you have a sudsy bubble bath, not bubble bath, but dish sink bath while you're doing dishes together. You have fun with it. There's a lot of options. This is the importance of this particular exercise is for you to get out of your box, for you to stop feeling resentful and stop having someone else be responsible for the way you're feeling. So I'll walk you through the entire thing. It's so important for us as women to take our power back. If you have been living and infusing the energy of resentment into your life and into your family's lives, I guarantee you it has affected your relationship with your husband, with your spouse, with your kids, with your friends, with yourself. This is a really powerful, very draining emotion. So let me walk you through this. This is the first thing. I want you to choose a person slash activity that you have a lot of resentment. Now, sometimes I've heard people say they have resentment for, and you have to be real with this, no sugarcoating, okay? Resentment for taking their kids to soccer. Like, they're just done with it. They don't want to do it. They're upset with it, okay? Be real. Maybe it's laundry. Maybe it has something to do with your business. Maybe it's, I have to do my books. I have to respond to this client. Whenever you're feeling a real have to. Also, think about what really gets on your nerves. That's another good way to see where you're stepping into resentment, what really bothers you, what really ruffles your feathers. Once you have that situation slash activity identified, I want you to write it down. This, I've actually shared this in another course before, and it's worth sharing it again. I had a huge breakthrough for myself when it was a flush. I don't know how many Christmases ago now, and there was a situation with my father-in-law and my husband where they had gone out one night. Ooh, we've come a long way over the 10 years. They had gone out one night and were out very, very late and woke up the boys when they came home, and I had a lot of resentment. And the next morning I was supposed to take my father-in-law to the airport, and I felt this I have to get up, and I have to take him. And there was so much resentment. I mean, you could probably smell it. It was pouring out of me. I just was very angry and very resentful. And instead of taking him to the airport, because I can tell you it would not have been a gift. It would not have been a gift for anyone. I would have been tortured sitting in that car driving him. He would have felt my resentment. It just would not have been good. So instead, I did this exercise that I'm teaching you, and I made a different choice. I actually ended up calling a car service and have him picked up and taken to the airport and paid for that so that I didn't have to take him to the airport. Okay? So there are sometimes situations where you are going to make a different choice, where in the past I would have said, all right, well, I guess I just have to take him. I'm taking him. And I would have gotten in the car so pissed, so angry, so resentful. That would not have been good for me, my husband, or my father-in-law and my relationship. Okay, so I made a different choice. So freeing. This is so liberating as a woman. So you have the activity, and you can utilize this all the time going forward. Then I want you to come up with 4 or 5 ways of what you can do instead. Again, have fun with it. Have fun. Breathe with it. Be light. Let yourself laugh. Let yourself put some things down that, oh my gosh, I would never even do that. Well, you know what? It came into your mind, so it's okay to write it down. And there's probably a piece of you that wants to do it, so at least write it down and have fun with it. Like me, throwing the dishes out the window against a brick wall or putting all the dishes in my husband's bed. You know, when you're angry and you're coming from a space of resentment, you want to get the energy out. You know, with my father-in-law, maybe part of me, I don't remember what the list said back then, but I could have said, you know, make him walk or, you know, just leave the house for the day and leave him there stranded at the house with no way to get to the airport. You know, those things I would not have probably, would not have probably done, but it felt good to write them down because they came into my head, and you know what, it feels good to have a choice. So I had one client one time who had a lot of resentment towards her puppies, towards her animals. And, you know, I want to say this. It's not easy for us as women to admit that we carry this resentment. So if you have anything coming up like, oh, my goodness, I could never have resentment towards my husband or towards my kids or towards my pets, be real with yourself, okay? Because when it shows up and it comes up, it's real. One of the biggest mistakes that we can make as women is pretend it doesn't exist or judge it when it shows up, okay? So one of my clients had a lot of resentment towards her little puppies. They were always barking when she came home, and they wanted to play with her, and they were chewing up stuff, and you know the whole gamut. And she was really frustrated and resentful with them. And she came up with the most incredible list of other things that she could do instead. And one of them was, you know, maybe I get rid of them. That was real. That was a real choice that she had. If they were causing her a lot of resentment and she was responding to them in a negative way, that wasn't good for them and it wasn't good for her. So you need to be real with your choices. And then maybe you choose, you put that down and say, oh my goodness, I would never get rid of them. They mean so much to me. Well, then that's a choice. And then the resentment starts to lift because you realize, ooh, I don't have to have these animals if I don't want to. I'm choosing this. So I'm going to choose the way I'm relating to them and myself as well. So again, four or five things that you could do instead. Once you have those, you need to go back through and feel which one feels the best. Now, here's the key. Here's the key. This needs to come from a complete space of liberation and not another have to. It takes a lot of courage as a woman to step out of resentment. And sometimes the people around you that are used to you responding in a particular way may be uncomfortable with how you're stepping into your power. And in fact, you may receive a little bit of feedback. It's okay. It's okay. What I want you to know that you're doing this in service to yourself and to that relationship. So for an example, there was absolutely a piece of fear in me when I chose to call a car service for my father-in-law. I thought, oh my goodness, what is my husband going to think, first of all, because he's not here. He was at work at the time. He didn't work with me at Elegant Femme yet. He was still in his corporate job. We got him out of there. Got him out of there, thank goodness. And I was worried, well, what is he going to think? You know, it's kind of rude. I could take him, but I'm tired and I'm angry about it. But I was afraid. And then also with my father-in-law, because it was planned that I was supposed to take him, right? It wasn't like we didn't know how he was getting to the airport and I had to figure something out. It was they thought I was taking him. So then my father-in-law, well, what's he going to think? How is he going to feel about this? What I needed to ask myself was how I felt about it. And if I can come from a liberated space of choice, it will serve that relationship, even if they don't know it yet. Because I will tell you that if you do something that you don't want to do to please someone else, resentment will surface, resentment will seep into that relationship, and that relationship will not be served from that, regardless of what the other person thinks or feels about the choice that you're making. So it takes a lot of courage to go through this list and to feel each one of those activities and say, wow, how does that make me feel? And I want you to feel every single one of them. I remember thinking, oh my goodness, could I really do that? Could I really call a car service? It sounds simple now, but I remember in the moment, it was a big deal for me, really big deal. So if you're looking at something and it says, oh my goodness, could I really get rid of my animals? Or, oh my goodness, could I really tell my son that he can't take soccer this month? Or could I really hire a housekeeper? Could I really have someone else do my books? Whatever it is, when that thing comes up, that one thing comes up that you say, oh my gosh, imagine if I did that. That's a pretty good sign that that's the direction you should move in. And it might scare you a little, right? You might fear the layers, right? Every layer is going to build on itself, so you might go through the vision of what it's going to look like to hire that housekeeper. And then the fear and the self-limiting beliefs of, oh my goodness, am I capable of doing that? And then the resistance of actually calling the housekeeper or setting it up. It's all necessary in order for you to process the resentment, okay? All of these layers build on the next layer, and you will find yourself rapidly going through the process, each layer that we uncover. So once you find that one that says, could I really? And you feel the freedom and you feel the liberation in it, that is the one you participate in. That is the one. Okay? What happens when you take control, you liberate yourself, and you allow yourself to choose the reaction that you're wanting? Resentment lifts, and you begin to take responsibility for the way that you feel. When we take responsibility for the way that we feel as women, we allow ourselves to come from a space of sensual authenticity. When I talk about responsibility, I'm talking about the ability that we have to respond. the ability you have and we have as women to respond. It is a choice to respond with resentment. It is also a choice to respond from a space of power and liberation. What is so important within this layer is that you begin to say no when you mean no. Whether it's taking someone to the airport, whether it is going out for a night on the town, whether it is going to the grocery store or having that conversation with your spouse, whatever it may be, whether it's putting a dream that you have on hold, whether it's not putting that dream that you have on hold and taking it off the shelf, whatever it may be, you need to step into your power as a woman and allow yourself to take responsibility for what it is you feel and what it is you're actually wanting. What it is you're wanting.